Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
This is RTE Radio 1. 2026 marks the 25th anniversary of the first production of The Gallant John Joe by Tom McIntyre. May 1st is the 5th anniversary of the death of the great actor Tom Hickey. Tonight is a tribute to the two Toms. Tom Hickey plays the eponymous Cavan widower grappling with physical and mental infirmity. What keeps John Joe on his feet is his capacity to tell stories using language as a crutch, an ointment, a talisman and an intoxicant. Language that some listeners might find challenging. This is Tom Hickey in The Gallant John Joe by Tom McIntyre.
I have this daughter, Jacinta. She's carrying a child, a chirpa. A lot of arguments rising on the head of that chirpan. I do keep asking one question. First question anyone would ask, only she flings it back at me. Why bother asking, Shishi, when you've already decided you know the answer? I'll keep asking, says I, till I find out what I've a right to know. You're my daughter. I'm that chirpan's grandfather. I've an obligation to know where that chirpan originated. Is she listening? Enough to pick up me word, obligation. The chirpan and myself, Shishi, we have our obligations too. Obligations to take it easy, to prepare for an event. Obligations to keep in touch with the father as seems right and proper. Oh, you're in touch with the father then, says I. To be sure I am, Shishi. How in touch, says I. Oh, all kinds of ways of keeping in touch, Shishi. Carrier pigeon, smoke signals, notes left under stones. But best of all, Shishi, is telepathy, where without moving a finger, you communicate just be thinking. That's the simplest and the quickest. Carrier pigeon, smoke signals, telepathy, telefucking patty. Animals does it, Shishi. Animals does it all the time, and she's gone. I know the bastard done it. The Chinee what runs the chipper below. God forgive me, wasn't I the one encouraged her to take the job with him? I know it was him. Didn't I walk her to the chipper first day she clocked in? He couldn't wait. Seen her with me own two eyes. He couldn't wait. Couldn't wait to get her upstairs or backstairs or wherever he deep fries his trombone. Match the jeans, boss man is advising. DMA, they can do that nowadays. Oh, thanks, Lord, no all, says I to myself. Match the jeans. The jeans is matched, says I. Too fucking well matched. Boss man, the brave boss man, we used to go fishing. A non-stop sermonizer. In here last week, first thing he wants to know. You taking your medication, Concannon? What about the bastard and side effects, says I. Name them. Main side effect is the cripple, you, says I. How's Jacinta? Out of the chipper, says I. Oh, and I thought the chipper would be the making of her. Said of which it's the makings of something else, says I. Look, says I, look, look. It's not her carrying a chirpan, I mind. Not but I'll take a crucifix to whatever cunt done it. It's not that, it's listen. Am I to spend the last years of me days watching, putting up with the child of a daughter of mine walking this town like the great grandson of some pigtail Confucius you swim into a lake to get out of the way of? So there I am, left lying in rigmarole, mulvaddered and malavogued. But I knows me next step. There's this hypnotist operating below in the town. They're going to him in processions. Cripples coming out of the place dancing. The new druid be Jesus. Fully qualified hypnotherapeutic treatment for maladies of all varieties. Agoraphobics welcome. Anyways, I'll give it a try, I decides. Might ease the hurt mind a bit. And I lands in there. White mansion he has with long-legged young ones waltzing round the shiny corridors. And the 50 euro out of me pocket before they've the coat off me back. Plus, I'm being bombarded with music out of the walls and lights coloured bright and dark you'd never imagine. And when he has me nicely light in the head, he advances on me and lowers me onto one of them sofas with no end to one end of it. So there I am, prostrate, bamboozled by the chair of playing circus. And he's just standing there, staring at me, not a word out of him. Oh, Christ, says I to myself, oh, Christ, if it goes on like this, I'll be a short order candidate for extreme unction. But now he's beside me. Mr. Kincannon, welcome, Dallan Devine. I don't know what to say, says I. Talk when you're ready, says he. And now it's convenient for him to start massaging me skull, fingers like a concertina. We must encourage the blood to attend to our needs, Mr. Kincannon, he's saying. And we in turn must attend to the needs of the restless blood. I have this daughter, says I, Jacinta, and I takes out a photo of Jacinta I bears regular on me person, and I gives it to him. Handsome young woman, says he. I think I seen a lot of what was to come in that particular remark. She's carrying a child, says I know who done it. You know the father, and you saw it coming, says he, but were powerless to intervene. Now you want to shoot him and live happily ever after. Likely it wasn't the one you think. Who was it then, says I? Seldom is, says he, and he eyeball and me like I was deaf. Seldom is? Where's that landing me on the issue of paternity, says I? I'd be better off at home taking me medication, and I gets up to go. But afore I depart, says I to myself, I'll draw blood. I'll leave me mark on some section in this performer's anatomy. So I parks myself again and says I, Dallan Devine, you made that name up, you getcha. Correct, Mr. Kincannon. I made it up. I had him taped. And why the man the lady you go to the bother of making up his name now, says I. Simply answered, says he, but first, bear in mind that we all make up our names in some fashion or other. Furthermore, my choice of name, Dallan Devine, and I can vouch for this, gives powerful assurance to the patient in need of assurance, proven sustenance to the troubled, and the approaching, the unapproachable. Next thing, didn't I get terrible upset, and I hears myself. What a man be doing getting out of bed in the morning for, says I. There's a cradle in the corner and a chirp on whinging. Turn your back, they're grown childer. Nod, they're climbing on top of each other, goats at the field. Another nod, your grey hairs. Fart, your scotch grass, poor man's corner of the graveyard. Tell me, Mr. Hypnotist, what's that all about? Tell me, what's that about?
It's about affliction, Mr. Kincannon. Your affliction. Are you sexually active, says he.
Pardon, says I?
Sexually active.
Sure, am I half crippled, says I. It's a short humping season for lots, you know.
Age?
What age are you, says I?
Widower?
That's right.
How long?
This 16 year.
Any relationships formed or forming with another female or females since your wife's demise?
No, says I. Is that all right?
You tell me, Mr. Kincannon. I haven't mind stress. Proximity, one-parent intimacies.
Repeat that, says I.
One-parent intimacies, that dusk. Well, I nearly fucking went for him.
Went for me coat instead, started to put it on.
Sit down, Mr. Kincannon. And I did.
Well, I have that picture of Jacinta back, says I.
Certainly, Mr. Kincannon.
Thanks, says I.
It was that wake I couldn't push a cat off a stool.
Reason I'm coming to see is I get upset about lots of things. Don't pass no remarks on me, Dallan Devine. You said unapproachable. What's that mean in decent language?
That on which you dare not lay your hand. Great pleasure, Mr. Kincannon. Melanie will show you out.
In the month of November, on a cold stormy day, I shut the front door and to town made me way. I met with a young man on the road I did go, and he told me the news of the death in John Joe. I see, says the blade man, and he couldn't see at all. Jesus, the blind man, and he couldn't see at all. Sleep, O babe, for the red bee hums, the silent twilight's fall. Evil from the grey rock comes to wrap the world in thrall. Lanvan, oh, me child, me jay, me love and heart's desire. The cricket sings ye lullaby beside the dying fire. Mary's song. She had it out of Donegal somewhere. I could never rightly tell what came over that woman of mine. She was a young Miss Ireland, broke hearts like they were kippeens. Kippeens you throw in the fire. Then she falls in with John Joe Concannon. I flung a halter on her, a job, but I done it. We get shackled, and then what happens? She rose Rita and Jacinta all in a rush, then lay down and gave up. God rest her soul. I mind her as well as bread. Not a day passes, but I see her, looking out that kitchen window. Daughters and mothers, mothers and daughters. Mostly mystery is the way I'd describe them. Mystery mostly. Maybe meant to be that way, so as they can slap more spells on you. They're a fearsome bag of spells, the female women. Fearsome. Fearsome, fearsome. Oh, fearsome. But coming back to the barbed wire question of paternities, our old friend DMA, certain steps were taken by me to deal with the hot favourite, Mr. Lee Chang Wu, of which more anon in the soon-to-be. He arrives back in the house with a few bags of chips. Oh, there she is, knitting another gansey for the wee hero. Give her one of the bags. I take a wee ramble down to the chipper, says I. Stir the pot a bit. Had a few words with your former employer, the Chinee in his chef's hat. Spots me, and all of a sudden he's woeful busy. Excuse me, says I, and I lugged him out of the backyard. You should have seen the jandied puss of him. I spots Mrs. the Chinee taking a gander from the wind above. Well, I smigged him the twist, the old southpaw sock dollar. Then I milled him with the boot, by which time he was pumping the red stuff. Left him lying on top of the fish boxes, a handy dose of quiet in him. Looked up and herself waves me inside. She gave me a full cod and chips on the house to give in hand, she's a dowser. Did she not give you the run of the parlour, says me daughter. I had other preoccupations, says I. The belly loaded, I'm thinking of a sudden. I'm not done with them yet, bye. Had a look, not in the yard. Seems he crawls his way from the fish boxes to lick his contusions in the bed above, which is where I interrogate him. Tell me what I knew about inveigling ye free of your breeches and taste so honey he couldn't help himself ever after. But one slippery lachico on me way out the door denies everything, says he only made it up to smoother me down. Well, I went back, took him by the thrapple. Name, says I, name the colour, the exact colour of Jacinta's hair. I'm referring to the pubic foliage. Name it, says I, name it, you clem ye. As sure as saucers, there's an eye in your head knows it. What does he do? Starts to stutter and froth, so I fired him there. Watch this space, says I, for further severe castringations as required. Jacinta's sitting there. Only now she's gone all quiet on me. Heinous quiet. Me body's me own, she. Body me own, pubic foliage me own. I'm talking about a person, a daughter, me, standing in front of you, a one you can't see, a one you'll never see, 'cause all you can see is your own grip.
melt the grip or there'll be nothing to grip. I'm out of here. I'll be wherever I land. You'll have the Bahan here to yourself. John Joe Con Cannon licking the walls and the fire row. This is my Jacinta talking. Her back to me. Voice so low you have to stretch to hear her. I'm a person. Last thing she says. I'm a person. And the swish of her out the door. All right, I said to myself, all right. What's the book of the row here? Your valuables, my lady. Where your valuables is put on offer, there's responsibilities, you know. And where them particular valuables is concerned, I'm not turning me back on what's mine to guard and protect. Fine. Dance while you're limber. Play act while you're young and lazy. But down the lane, I'm the one blamed for not taking charge and the harem done. Jacinta, how did this bargain start? I'm talking to myself. I give up. Went for a walk down by the lake, thanking God it's not Christmas. Because the lakes round hereabouts in the Christmas season, whatever comes over them, is peculiar inviting. You'd put watchtowers round the same lakes and still not howl back them what hears the call. I fell into a steep decline. Took to the bed, mostly. Did you ever hear of an isolated ward? Ever hear of an isolated kitchen? Four walls and one ceiling and they're looking at you with the closest eye, John Joe Con Cannon, for the knuckles of a month. I ate nothing. If I can taste nothing, says I, nothing will pass these lips. Her ladyship it surfaced at unforecastable intervals, a lassie unwilling to recognise me mortal existence. Of a sudden, I'm one of them stateless persons marooned in some border purgatory. Gran. Middle of the second week, her mouth opens. If you're not in the humour of eating a pick, I'm getting the doctor. The which she does. Baldy Hippocrates. Same git, it'd go to your funeral weird in your clothes. Told him I was in Swithers over the paternity question. He presents me another bottle. Says he'll speak with Jacinta. Good luck, says I. He sleuthers out. Am I left in quiet? Oh, no. Baldy Hippocrates passes the word. There's a hammering on the door. I admits the caller. Doorbanger boss man, an uninvited guest, now standing right for nence me. Oh, he was all right, not the worse for a pile of years, the heart of corn. Only lately, Jacinta springing into her bosom hood, another element comes into play. Doesn't he turn into a counsellor, a social worker, glory be to God, with an expanding exponential investment in me daughter's well-being? What are you doing in here, Con Cannon? Get out! Don't be sitting cooped up in a room with Jacinta, not healthy! Oh, damn well, I knew why he was implicating. Why is it not healthy, says I? Oh, he doesn't hear that, sidesteps that one. What you need is a holiday, Con Cannon. I'll pay for it. Oh, and he'll keep an eye on Jacinta when I'm gone. Oh, yes, I'm sure. Feel her pulse at hourly intervals. Or Jacinta should take off. He'll pay for everything. She needs to stretch her legs, get a bit of sun on her pelt. Tell you what, says I. Why don't you send Jacinta and me on a holiday, the Singing Canaries, and you come with us as a chaperone and health advisor of a general nature? I take that kind of talk amiss, Con Cannon. And the nose, skewways out of joint, retreats the field. Fine, says I, fine. Now he knows. Now he knows I knows his rabid inclinings. Run, play yours. Run, players may come. Run, players may go. Commandant John Joe Riley was an assifer in the Free State Army, the greatest centre half of the modern era. Millennium All Star, Prince of the Immortals. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Millennium, I'll stay out of it. Anyways, a few weeks flitters by. Oh, I'm still in the house, staring out the window. Four walls and one ceiling, watching their prisoner Azenda. Purgatorius! Daughter Jacinta, dreeping resentments. Baldy Hippocrates with his quack ministrations. One day worse nor another. But even in the isolated kitchen, you'll always have, thanks be to God, some form of a distraction. I looks up for want of anything better to do. Who's in the doorway? In the kitchen? Settling himself comfortable? Only the hypnotist. What in Christ's name are you doing here, says I. Oh, Jacinta invited me, I'm informed. And she comes down from above and confirms these very interesting tidings. Why wouldn't I invite him? She's a social celebrity. I'm aiming to extend me education. Is he going to hear your confession, I ask her? Oh, that's laughed off, and the visit passes harmless enough. Only is it? As the Fettler Carson always said, shape of the bag's one thing, what comes out of the bag is another. When they've gone out of that, it hits me. How did I not see it coming? Mr. Hypnotist. First, I shows him the picture of Jacinta and have a job to get it back off him, as you might remember. Next, he lands up here in the house on one of his corpulent works of mercy, Maria. That's number two. What's them manoeuvres the commencement of? The next day, busman walks in with the story that me daughter is now a patient of the hypnotist. Free treatment for needy cases, if you don't mind, and she's wearing a pat to his door. And what's more, according to me informant, there's dozens of pictures of Jacinta, raunchy concannon, raunchy, lining a curved corridor of the mansion. Naked, says I. No, but lingerie's as far as known, says boss man. Where'd you hear that, says I? Whole town has it, John Joe. We're not speaking of rumour here. Fine, says I, fine. And if they're all as excited as you are with the smell of it, look for widespread convulsions afore night, and threw him out, and sat down and reflected. No fool like an owl fool. That was well said the first day whoever come out with it. No fool like the owl fool. Her below straddling him that I'm going to get rid of stress. That she's causing to begin with. I must be blind to Sinbad, tied to the mast and turning salt. What straight off, I thought. I'll go down to Mr. Dallin Devine, invade the premises, and bait the bastard into an ointment. Ah, but then I thought, no, John Joe, no. That's putting him in the right. Go to your legal adviser and take the cocksman to court for interfering with a female client in their years. Ah, but then I thought, no. Go down to the mansion, march in and collect evidence. The whole clutch of them scandalous pictures. Ah, but then, says I to myself, John Joe, inspect those pictures, you'll lose the run of yourself. You won't be responsible. You'll sink the knife in them. Remember, you're only fresh from risking life and limb on the Asiatic front. March down to your solicitor, it comes back to that. And I'm on my way out the door when in strolls Jacinta, the hypnotist's new friend and old acquaintance. How's Mr. Devine, Capon, says I. Oh, he'll last till midnight anyway, should she not hold him back from profit and prevarications. I'd leave now, Jacinta, says I. Pack your duds. There's the door. Bossman's calling you demented, Chishi. I must be blind to Sinbad, tied to the mast and turning salts. I ask her to leave a second time. There's the door. She's not even listening. Is she out of her skull? Has he her on drugs below? So she sits, eyes me, and drops her small bombshell. Hypnotist pa's a fraud, Shishi. You knows that, I knows it. So on to other matters of more concern. Well, there's no telling anything until it shows the noggin above the parapet. So the hypnotist is out of the equation. Well, thanks be to Jesus for that. Slán bio, Dallin Devine. Next, she sidles over and parks beside me. I was talking to your man Curly. Used to work with you in the creamery beyond in Roscommon, Shishi. That's not today nor yesterday, says I. He told me all about the row, Shishi, what was done to you because you were different. John Joe Conhannon, honest as an egg, had vision, but they couldn't rise to it, Curly kept saying. Jumps ahead of the time you are. The way he saw it, you were the light was smothered. Vex me to the gut listening to him, the abuse you took from that pack. I cried for 2 hours after. And she gives me a hug. You need minding, Pa, and you'll get it. There's no one going nowhere out of this place. Minding each other is our business, and we'll meet the obligation. Jacinta. Jacinta. I just sat there. Didn't know what to say, didn't know what to do. She gives me another hug and I starts crying. Then she makes a cup of tea and we start gabbing and gossiping the way we used to before the woes of time tittered me on husky ground. Like old times it was, old times and the hay saved. Listen to me, listen. I was damn near the most contented man in the Ring of Ireland. Damn near. Damn near. Sometimes I imagine them words on me birth certificate. John Joe, damn near, Conyan. Name the man dipped his wick, the procreator. It was there in the cranium stinging away. Never mind. Truth allow. He led Chauvin to victory on a glorious day in the polo grounds final when Kerry gave way. Next year in Croke Park when our boys bet Mayo, once again they were led. Listen to me, listen, John Joe Riley. He had as good a right leg as ever hung out of an arse. Anyways, I'm still in the house, staring at the walls. I could hear nothing but the crying of the crows. I was easy. I wasn't easy. Who fathered the chirp on? It wouldn't go away. It was there in me head, brangling non-stop, and more, more. It was in the nature of a shadow, obscured in the light of day. I comes down of a morning. Fooster's about for a while. 11 o'clock, ne'er a sign of family life. Tried the bedroom. Empty. She's gone. Me daughter's gone. I knew, you see, on the spot. I just knew. I knew in advance. I went down to the guards the second day, carrying me load of reservations for having anything to do with them cabbages in uniform. Appear there and you're accused of some crime. I was hardly in the door when the criminal investigation of John Joe Conyannon was in full swing. And what, mister, do you know about the event? Was your daughter in a disturbed state? How would you describe your own state right now and across a number of recent years? Silent. That's how I describe it. You'll get nothing out of me. And daughter still missing, I slams the barrack door, leaving dim mohawks to their own advices. Day or two later, word from the station. Jacinta Cuncannon's incarcerated in the big house for mental patients, admitted of her own accord. So, I proceeds to visit me daughter, now a registered patient in the care and custody of this state. I find it easy to gain admission. Suspicious easy. She's sitting in the ward. Doctors, nurses, warders, none in sight be God. Prominent absentees. Anyways, just into sitting there. I'm back, Pa, she, and introduces me to her newfound friend, the White Be Knight. The White Be Knight's a dog, and there she is patting the dog. Only bother is, the dog's invisible. She's patting thin air. Pa, Shishi, say hello to the White Be Knight, see what he makes you. He's the boy will tell you if you're in your health or no. He has a nose like none ever was. Wherever he got it, he's not saying. Just smiles, Pa, with his eyes, no faking that. And her stroking the head of a dog. That's not there. Somehow I kept a grip and says I to myself, raisin water, John Joe, soother her, things could settle, raisin water. And I did. That's exactly what I done. All right, Jacinta, says I, it's all right, you vanish from sight, drive us all abstracted. No one knows are you alive or dead and you turn up when you fancy. I don't mind. Thing is, you're back. That's what matters. It's all right. Is it, Pa? That's what I'm saying, daughter. You're back. You're safe and sound is the main thing. Are you afeard of me dog, Pa? He's no dog to be afeard of. Maybe stand in awe of. But that's a different thing altogether. And I go barsack. Jacinta, did you listen to a single solitary word I said? Are you listening to me? No response. She could be on the moon, Neptune, or the approaches to Jupiter. Where's that flea-bitten mongrel with the mane, says I. Well, I made a rush, grabbed the invisible dog, and away with me down the tile corridor. I waits a few minutes, lands back. I hanged that fucker, says I. Did you hear him squealing? Not but he was hard to quench. Hanged him and he still wouldn't give in. Took the mitts to his thrapple and be Jesus, he's still twitching. In the long latter end, I had to kick the daylights out of him and the job's a good one. Oh, and you needn't worry, he won't be left lying around. Turf him into the lake this evening, let the misfortunate eels gluttonise themselves for a week. You wouldn't credit her next slip. What does she do? What does she do? Only turn into the dog, goes for me, teeth bared, barking, frothing. All right, my lady, says I. All right, says I. Now get this into your loaf. I'll have you certified. I'll have you certified, you bitch. At which point, a swarm of medical staff, as expected, lights on me from the other side of harmless-looking hospital screens, and Jacinta Cuncannon's father is bodily removed from the institution with warnings attached concerning future behaviour. Listen to the fart. The man of the moon was lost for a spoon. So, Jacinta Cuncannon's incarcerated in the big house for mental patients and her abused father banned from visiting. Beyond that, all I'm told is, took back your lugs for this now. No child, no chirpan, they checked her out. No bun in Duffin. Jesus, after all the crucifixions and the tin gardens of agonies I went through. What class of a world are we staggering about in? Phantoms, is it? Figments? Threads of the mist spun out of a daughter's imaginings and fermented by the fructifying presence of Cunty Mac, fuck the Chinese! Bad mistake, letting her to go to work in that chipper. But not a blunder beyond making up for. As I said afore, you must listen to thunder, the thunder in the blood. Don't listen, it'll deafen you. Meaning I took steps. Concerning? Yes, know the answer. Concerning me rickshaw, Casanova. Mr. Prime Suspect from the bush at the Great Wall. What steps did I take? Them what was required. Let nobody say he wasn't warned. Something had to be done. I'll go this far. I didn't make the lakes round here. God Almighty made them. And they're available for all kinds of purposes. Grand players may come and grand players may... A visitor. I love visitors. Oh, the sergeant, be God. Oh, someone's missing. Oh, who is it this time? Oh, the Chinee. Ah, happens every day of the week, says I. People goes missing. No one knows what gets into them. Just get up and go missing, like going to work. And he's standing there listening to me, face on him as long as a lorgan spade. Just making a few low-profile inquiries, so you don't mind if I call back tomorrow. I'm here regular, sergeant, says I. And he departs, number 10 boots, squeaking against his bunions. Well, I'll tell you one thing and I'll tell you no more. I won't be organising no pilgrimage to Lourdes, Fatima or Meiji Gogurji for Comrade Lee Chang Wu's repose and peace of mind. I was clear on one thing only. They might ban me from the premises, but I'd visit her all the same. I was going to say hello to me daughter, so I heads for the big house. According to boss man, she just sits there and talks. Seems the crowd in charge is making great play of the dog, the white be knight. Where did that dog come from, Jacinta, they want to know. Oh, I axed for him and he appeared. And who did you ax for him, Jacinta? Oh, I heard once on the radio, or maybe from a tree. If you have animals on your side, there's none will best you. And here's a titbit for yous. She spends hours praying, I'm told, that some animal, the like of her dog, will land at John Joe Concannon's feet and stick by him. Help him through the bad day or the worst tomorrow. And the black lord swelling out of all magnitude. So there I am, in the environs of the big house. The size of that place, legs of it. I didn't get into the building, didn't manage that. The sentries everywhere, I was drugged back with a caution. But it must have been she knew somehow I was in the vicinity. They're marching me out of the grounds and don't I spot her at a high window. And she's waving and I wave back and I stop and we have this conversation. Oh, I stood me ground. Hoodlums trying to hustle me out of the place. I stood me ground. How are you, Jacinta, says I. Grandpa, Gran. What do you be thinking up there, Jacinta? Thinking of? Aye, what be's going on in your head, child? I be thinking of the one song, Pa, says she. Oh, and what song would that be now, says I. I'll tell you, Pa. You see, I believe a body has just the one song, each particular body. And the trick, if you can learn it, is to sing it, Pa. Then you're floating, then you're flying, then your wings will never fail. And she's gone. My daughter Jacinta's vanished from sight. I'm standing outside in the footpath, gates clanged behind me. There's strange things happens every day of the week. The clock in that kitchen put out a lot of money for it, Lubala style and all. That clock stopped. The exact hour Jacinta went out the door. Her big departure when she vanished for good and all. 9:15, a Thursday, last Thursday week. I looked at that clock and says I, Christ protect me. And I wondered should I leave it as it was until Jacinta lands back in the full of her health. No. I lugs it to the clocks and watches man below in the town, Joe Armstrong, who opens it up. What happened to this clock, says he? How would I know, says he? Beyond repair, says he. It's like the insides if it was in a traffic accident of outrageous velocities resulting in a write-off. And he closed it up. Now it's back on the dresser. Time? 9:15, last Thursday week. Jesus, spare me. Meantime, I was sticking mainly to the house. I wouldn't satisfy the whores. I knows the sulfuric tongues of this town, the sideways looks and the halfways gawks.
Did you hustle her out, John Joe? Was she drove to it be a hard father? Ere a sign of the Chinee?
You could hear it curdling in their lugs. I was buffeted in the temples, listening to rumour, detractions, allegations and calumniations. I'd have given me arms and legs for a bit of peace and quiet. Boss man arrives, fresh from shaving, spewing questions and streaming advice. Oh, go easy now, says I, easy, easy, on the bruised and the betting their woebegone solitudes. I'm merely called to ask, how's Jacinta? How would I know, says I, I'm only the father of the party in question, but I'll tell you this, boss man. Jacinta, just like her father, is surrounded by praying mantises, and you're leading the posse. You wanted to take her on a cruise, didn't you? Yes, for the good of her health. Health me bollocks, for the good of her curvatures. I heard your offer, holiday heaven and poor on lingerie. I'm not the orangutan lots takes me for, you know. You're upset, Concannon. You simply must get out and about. Get yourself some fresh air. All right, says I, and be cross-examined. Why'd you sign her in? When'll you sign her out? What's the element? Give us the whole story full slate, nothing less. And remember, we're the ones who'll know if you're holding back anything. Keep that in mind, mister. You're hysterical, Concannon. That's not the road to Mecca. I don't want the road to Mecca. John Joe Concannon has his own road stretching in front of him. And no question under God's heaven is sidestepping the scourging that's destined to be. Did you ever read the Bible? Did you ever read about the famous escape goat in the Bible? Did you? Could be they has it in the Quran too, boss man. A grand book, I'm certain sure, is in your possession. Mohammed wrote it. The story of the famous escape goat. If a jug falls, breaks, all spilt, it wasn't the wind done, you need your escape goat, right? Right. Gather the stones, there's a pack of yous in it. Gather the stones. Now you're thrashing. Finger your victim. No bother, always one handy. Sun never rose a day yet there wasn't one waiting the mallet. Grand, grand. Drive your chosen to the crossroads bar. Lots of bawling and shouting to whip up bile and blister. Oh, and the screeching of yous when you start the stoning. Are you there, boss man? Are yous there, the lawyers? Are yous comfortable there in the cosy of your crossroads crowd? Are yous furnished with your stones? Lift your arms now, lift your arms. Fire them, flail them, peg them, throng them, till the victim drops pulp and flitters a skin. Then yous are free to go home, leave the crossroads its cargo. Home which is now, scrub your paws, sleep your fill and wake the morrow. Sleep your fill and wake the morrow. Grand players may come and grand players may go. Commandant John Joe O'Reilly was an army man through and through. And playing football for the army took a belt in the kidneys that went wrong on him. He was removed to the army hospital, from there to the coffin. Coffin only goes one place. November 1952. Attended the funeral. Through clay on the 6B2. Hear the rattle of it yet. God be with you, John Joe. In each corner of Breffni, there's sorrow and pain. Such a great-hearted sportsman will ne'er come again. Grand players may come and grand players may go. We'll ne'er see the likes of the gallant John Joe. Could I tell you something else? You have to get out. In the wind-up, you have to get out. I see, says the blind man, and he couldn't see at all. Met this fella on the street. So fond of hard work, he'd lay down beside it. One of the Rassler Rileys, the big lump, Hyacinth, wherever he got that for a handle. Did they think he was a prescription or what? Anyways, he dribbles up to me below in the square and says he, wheezing, "Tell me something. Is John Joe Concannon still in it?" "I believe so, Hyacinth," says I. "I think I seen him outside the post office yesterday." For that matter, could be wasn't John Joe I seen at all, at all. Misidentifications is frequent with the weight of years and various pressing commiserations. Could be I was mistaken. Yes, could be. Could be. Could be. Could be. Could be. But I'll tell you where I did see the party in question, for sure and certain. I seen that man, John Joe Concannon, standing on a footpath in the vicinity of the big house, and his eye in a window. his incarcerated daughter Jacinta, trim as a tansy, being visible in that high nest with a canopy of blue curtains, and a conversation progressing between the two, audible and chiming, clear as a morning May, every solitary word. The Chinee came into it. How'd you keep him out? The slopey hypnotist, boss man the bountiful, and to be sure the famous dog, the brave white be knight, and his abrupt departure from this dunghill of a world. Though she claims he could never be put down. And the child, the chirpon, the phantom of the opera, what never was. God bless him. Aye. A father and a daughter. Two human beings in fair harmony over chapter and verse. Aye. And then, like talk between Manny's the father and Manny's the daughter, just gabbing of the times was in it and the times to come. And the day before the races, out at Tang-a-lang-a-low. Dang, my lang, my lewin. I see, says the blind man, and he couldn't see at all.
We've been listening to Tom Hickey in The Gallant John Joe by Tom McIntyre, broadcast tonight to mark the 25th anniversary of the first production of the play by Tom McIntyre. And the 1st of May is also the 5th anniversary of the death of the great actor Tom Hickey. The sound engineer was Philip Begley, and the music we heard was composed and performed by Bill Whelan. The Gallant John Joe by Tom McIntyre was produced by Bill Whelan. And the series producer of Drama on One is Kevin Reynolds.
rte.ie/drama on one.